A man charged with historical child sex offences, Dane Brakovich's big courtroom victory, and Greta Thunberg detained by police in Germany. It's Wednesday, the 18th of January.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
Now, Maddie, we've swapped microphones in the studio today. I've got to be honest with you, things feel a bit weird.
It's really weird, the view from over here. Now, we should explain, the reason we've swapped microphones, I forgot to plug in my phone overnight, so it's dead, basically. And so I need to plug it into the PowerPoint, which is on your side here. So
it's very weird. That is the worst, though. That is the worst. When you think you plugged in your phone, you haven't. You wake up, you got like 3% left.
I know. And I've got one of these special battery charger packs you can attach to it, and I forgot that at home. So, yeah, going real well. If someone can invent a phone that can last a week without recharging, I'm there.
Game changer. And now let's talk about this disturbing story. Police have arrested a man as part of an investigation into historical child sex offences.
Yeah, this is really disturbing. This man, police say, was a former WA mental health nurse, and he's alleged to have sexually assaulted a 14-year-old girl under his care between 2016 and 2018. Police say at the time, he was working for a child and adolescent mental health service in regional WA. So the Mount Nazura man has been charged with 19 offences. What's more, Perth detectives say that they executed a search warrant at his home in Mount Nazura and they seized a number of devices. They say they found child exploitation material on those devices, and they say some of the content included evidence of kids being filmed without their knowledge in public places in Perth, including public transport, beaches and outside schools as well. So a really concerning case, this one. Former mental health nurse charged with historical child sex offences.
Yeah, we'll watch that one closely as it plays out in court. Just as we will with this update on the death of a 47-year-old man in Yokine on Saturday that we spoke about yesterday, Homicide Squad detectives have now charged a 27-year-old man from Yokine as well with murder in relation to that death. Police allege both men were residents of a unit on Alexander Drive, and on Saturday night, an altercation occurred. It'll be alleged that during this altercation, the 47-year-old victim was severely wounded and the 27-year-old man left the scene, with the victim passing away before being discovered deceased several hours later by another resident of the unit. The accused is due to appear before the Perth Magistrates Court today. Now, let's talk Dane Brakovich, one of Perth's most notorious and recognisable bikies. He's had a big win over the cops in court.
Yeah, how's this? The cops now have to pay him $4,000 to cover his court costs. Who would have seen that coming? Now, this is all, of course, because of these anti-bikie laws where you can't show your insignia. We spoke yesterday about the case with the makeup. Big crackdown. And look, a lot of bikies have been successfully prosecuted. But this is a big one, isn't it? Dane Brakovich getting off. And the reason being, the magistrate said that the video evidence that police have used was not clear enough to show that it was him. Now, Dane Brakovich said during the trial, you know, this wasn't me. Look, you know, this bloke walks like Homie G. I walk like I'm $1 million. And, you know, I take steroids and go to the gym. I don't walk like that.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. I just cannot believe this outcome. Like, he is the most recognisable bloke. Mm. Tattoos all over his face and big unit as well. Like, amazing to me.
But, amazing. I mean, you would think now that the police are going to have to really make sure that is the person.
Yeah.
That the magistrate's not going to turn around and go, I'm not really sure if that's them or not.
I'd probably say that the cops probably should have been doing that anyway.
First place, yeah.
You know, before they drag someone into court, make sure they have
How was his
their
smile, though? He was very happy. I don't think I've seen a bikie smile so much.
Well, you don't often see them come out of court and...
smiling. You don't often see them come out of court and getting four grand
from the cops. Yeah. And now let's talk early offers at WA universities. This is a controversial scheme and it's back in the headlines.
Yeah, so the theory here is that universities are giving Year 12 students early offers for places, and then it's becoming generation easy. They can just slack off. They don't need to worry about their exams so much because they already have a place. Now, of course, unis, we know, need those places filled. So the West Australian has gone to WA's public universities and said, hey, how many early offers did you give last year? and they've refused to divulge the information. This shows, you know, how controversial this is. Over East, New South Wales and ACT, they're delaying their early offers until later in the year. But, I mean, really, I think that they probably shouldn't be made until after the ATARs.
But you can still have your offer revoked if you totally stink it up in the ATARs,
if you don't get the right exam result. But the thing is, though, if you only need to get, say, X, and if you tried harder, you would have got X plus 10, you know.
Yeah, I know, right? Because some schools are saying that up to 80% of the Year 12s had already received offers of a university place before they sat their ATARs.
You know what it's like? You know when you're a parent and you say, if you be good, you'll get this?
Yeah.
But it's like they don't even have to be good.
They just get it. I know. Then if you're a parent, how do you get them to knuckle down and study? Yeah. Jeez, good luck. And now desperate tenants are paying up to 6 months' rent up front to secure rentals as Perth's rental vacancy rate plunged to, get this, 0.6% in December, which is the lowest level recorded by the Real Estate Institute of WA in 42 years.
Who has 6 months' rent ready to go?
I know, especially the cost of rent at the moment.
Yeah.
And to give you an idea of how wild that vacancy rate is, a balanced rental market has a vacancy rate of 2.5% to 3.5%. And the last time we even had a vacancy rate of 2.5% was September 2019, before the pandemic. So the fact that it's now down to 0.6 is a real problem. And it's because there's delays in new home completion. So some of those properties that would be on the market available to rent aren't there. And people who are waiting for their houses
to be finished, they're having to rent.
So they're taking some of the properties away as well. Investors have sold out of the established homes market as well in significant numbers. All of that has had an impact. And now bonds data shows that there are more than 18,000 fewer rentals available right now compared to the peak in January 2021. Wow.
Yeah.
Tough
it
times.
Explains
tough
why
times
it's tough out
for
there.
Renters for sure. And now I know as a Melburnian by birth, maybe you've been following this one. The death of Melbourne socialite Jeanette Moss back in January 15, 2014. Now police and a coronial inquest have been unable to determine who killed Jeanette Moss, and now Victorian police are offering a $1 million reward for any information. The coronial inquest found that neck compression was the cause of her death. It was on the morning of January 14. She was running errands in her green BMW sedan in her local area, went to a pharmacy in Port Melbourne with a friend. It was unknown what happened when she returned home from those errands, and the coronial inquest determined she likely died sometime between 12:47 p.m. and 2:52 p.m. They've now released images of the apartment where her body was found on that day, and the Director of Public Prosecutions in Victoria has said they'll consider indemnifying anybody who comes forward with information about the identity of the person or people who might have killed Miss Moss.
It's a big reward, isn't it? $1 million.
Big indeed. And now, at the start of the show, I noticed your pronunciation of Greta's surname. You want to give us another?
Thunberg.
Is that how it is?
I think that's how it is. That's how we do it on Sunrise. Yeah.
Well, that's how.
What do you do? Thunberg.
I say Thunberg, mate.
Thunberg.
But yeah, Thunberg sounds Thunberg. Definitely
well,
more.
You know, we got our pronunciations Scandi. Right yesterday when we had the mafia story. We might as well
keep
continue.
It going. Yeah. Well, Greta Thunberg has been detained by cops after a climate protest in a German village that is due to be demolished to make way for
a
coal mine.
And she looked kind of happy about it too.
I don't think she was that upset by it. But she was carried away by three police officers and held by one arm at a spot away from the edge of the mine. One of the protesters actually jumped into the mine. We don't know if they survived that. And then she was escorted towards police vans. Local police have not said what will happen to her now.
Yeah.
So...
Did you know she's 20 years old now?
Yeah.
Like in my head, like I still think ages, of her as that school age, you know, young kid fighting to save the world, and now she's 20.
Yeah, 20. Yep. Oh, well, good on her, fighting the good fight. And meanwhile, China's population has fallen for the first time in 60 years.
COVID?
Part of it, for sure. And the birth rate has hit a record low, 6.77 births per 1,000 people. In India, for example, it's about 16 births per 1,000 people. So China's population fell by 850,000 in 2022 compared to 2021, down to 1.41 billion people. And now this has been something that's been going on for years. The birth rate has been declining for a while now. And the government over there has introduced a slew of policies to try and slow the trend. They got rid of the one-child policy. Mm-hmm. But they're definitely in an era of what they say is negative population growth, where deaths outnumbered births for the first time last year in China. It logged its highest death rate since 1976 and expected to go up even more next year with the impact of COVID being realised.
What's that mean for our iron ore?
Not great. Not great for the economy. And they also released some economic data showing that its economy grew 3% last year, which people are quite doubtful about. It was the second lowest rate of GDP growth in China in 50 years. Not good for us at all. Sport. And the Oz Open has only just started, but there's already scheduling problems after weather issues. Geez, Melbourne, weather issues, that's unexpected. Led to a farcical situation.
It is usually pretty hot at this time of year.
Well, that was the problem.
It has been, yeah.
The problem is it was too Melbourne. It was too hot Melbourne. And also raining. So yeah. You had the combination of both of
hot
those
rain.
Things. And it forced a major backlog of matches. And now this weird situation where players went to bed last night not knowing whether they were going to play at 11 a.m. this morning or 8 p.m. tonight. So pretty hard for the old preparation. But the good news is some games were played and Aussie Alex de Minaur delivered an impressive start to his sixth Australian Open campaign as he looks to make a deep run at Melbourne Park. He's the only seeded hope for the Aussies at the tournament and he had a win over Taiwanese qualifier Xu Yu Xiao, winning 6-2, 6-2, 6-3 on Tuesday night. And in the big news, Rafael Nadal is back in action at the Oz Open today.
Yeah, as well.
Takes on American Mackenzie McDonald in the second round.
The Wild West.
Now, Maddie, I'm excited about this one. A big boost for international tourism to WA and also West Aussies who are looking to jump ship.
Yes.
So new international airline. Flight.
Yeah. So this is a restart. All Nippon Airlines flew between Perth and Tokyo back in 2019. August 2019, there was much fanfare. And then March 2020 rolled around, COVID pandemic, and flights had to stop. So the good news is ANA is restarting these Dreamliner flights between Perth and Tokyo in October with three services a week. It's expected that that's going to be ramped up to daily flights within months of the restart, which is fantastic. Huge tourism boost for us. Also great for people wanting to visit Japan, of course. The flight time direct is about 10 hours. So you save a little bit of time. Like currently, people would probably go and stop over in KL or Singapore or those sorts of places.
Hong Kong.
Yeah, a couple of hours at the airport, so you shave off that time. So fantastic news coming this morning. With ANA restarting.
Yeah, and I've got some fantastic news for you as well.
Hit me.
If you're into a bit of entertainment news. So Italian-Australian actor Greta Scacchi, who's an Australian film legend, and her daughter Lila George, who you might remember was married to US movie star Sean Penn at one point, will feature in a new film that's going to start shooting in Perth next week. Guess where?
Gosnells. Gosnells?
Yep.
What's the movie about?
Forget about the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
The Perth Hills is where it's at. So it's award-winning WA writer and director David Vincent Smith is telling a personal story. He's going to bring it to the big screen. It's about a sister who desperately tries to save her beloved brother by kidnapping him to save him from addiction. It's called He Ain't Heavy. So it's like the old, you know, he ain't heavy, he's my brother kind of thing. It'll kick off next week and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that's your news from the West Australian for Wednesday, January 18. And don't forget to subscribe to the West Live on your favourite podcast player. Maddie, let's do it tomorrow.
Yes, we'll be back in our regular places.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.